A Texas grand jury looking into the case of Sandra Bland has recessed without issuing any indictments. Sandra Bland was a black woman who came to national attention after she was pulled over on a traffic violation and later died while in police custody. Her story fueled the ongoing anger over the question of racial bias and excessive force in policing. From Houston Public Media, Saida Hassan has more.
So far, the grand jury has chosen not to indict jailers or anyone else in connection with Sandra Bland's death. But the process isn't over. Attorney Daryl Jordan of Houston is the special prosecutor on the case. He says the grand jury is still reviewing the evidence and will reconvene in January.
We are not finished, and it is absolutely possible that someone may be indicted as it relates to the Sandra Bland case from start to finish.
Some activists on social media are calling for the arresting officer to be indicted. Bland's death in Prairie View, Texas, about 50 miles northwest of Houston, fueled criticism that police used excessive force. In July, Bland, who is black, was pulled over for failing to signal a lane change. Her interaction with the white police officer quickly escalated. Dash cam footage shows State Trooper Brian Insinia losing his temper, threatening Bland with a taser after she refused to put out a cigarette and leave her vehicle.
I'm going to drag you out of here.
So you're threatening to drag me out of my own car?
Get out of the car!
Right. And then you
I will light
me?
You up! Get out!
Wow.
Now!
Wow.
Bland was arrested, and 3 days later, she was found hanged in her cell at the Waller County Jail. Her death was ruled a suicide, but her family has challenged that finding. In August, they filed a wrongful death lawsuit against Waller County and state officials. The case is scheduled for a jury trial in 2017. The family's attorney, Cannon Lambert, says he doesn't understand why it's taking the grand jury so long to reach a decision when it has all the evidence.
What Mr. Insinia did has been on videotape for 5 months. Why they need an additional 2 months to look at a videotape that's 52 minutes long is beyond me.
Waller County District Attorney Elton Mathis says the grand jury is working diligently to review the facts. In a statement, he writes, quote, "The public can be assured that these matters are receiving the scrutiny that was promised last summer." For NPR News, I'm Saida Hassan in Houston.